Welcome back, everybody. Stocks continuing to come under pressure here today. As you can see, all three majors sharply lower. As President Biden said that the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine is high and that it could happen in the next several days, the broader market being led lower by financials and technology. All right, with gas prices at an eight-year high and midterm elections on the horizon, some Democrats are considering suspending the federal gas tax to give Americans some badly needed relief at the pump. Yahoo Finance's senior columnist Rick Newman joining us now with more. And Rick, you wrote an article for our website on this, calling it silly. It's a silly idea, you say, that has no chance of passing in Congress. Why do you say that?
There aren't even enough Democratic votes to pass it, and there are no Republicans who want to do this either. What's going on here is American drivers obviously feeling pain at the pump. Gas prices are not at historic record highs, but they're pretty high, averaging around $3.55 a gallon. They've been higher than that, but nonetheless, that's a big increase in energy costs for people. So some Democrats in Congress say, "Oh well, just to give drivers a break for a little while, let's suspend the federal gas tax, which is 18.4 cents a gallon. And if we did that, well, in theory, you know, for every 10 gallon fill up, you'd save $1.84. But they don't have the votes to pass it. Joe Manchin and others, he's the senator from West Virginia who seems to be stomping on all the Democrats' legislation. He said, no, this is not a good idea. We're not going to do it. There are some liberal Democrats who don't want to do it either because they're pushing for green energy investments and a green energy transformation. And if you make carbon energy cheaper, well, it makes it harder to transfer over to green energy. And even if this did happen, Alexis, it's not likely that gas prices would automatically drop by 18.4 cents a gallon because everybody in the supply chain would want to capture that suspension of the tax for themselves. That goes from producers to refiners down to retailers. So if it even happened, it would probably be a while before a consumer saw any relief at all. And if it did, it probably wouldn't be 18.4 cents. It'd be probably something less than that.
And hey, Rick, it's Karina here. Great story on the website. So you say the likelihood of Congress passing anything is very unlikely at the moment. But what's a wrench does Russia-Ukraine tensions throw in the mix? God forbid there is an escalation. Let's say Russia does invade. Gas prices will likely go higher. Does Congress have to reevaluate then? And then could we see a cut?
I don't think Congress is going to reevaluate because I just don't have the votes to do this. I suppose if something really dramatic happened, such as gas got over $5, maybe they would start to consider something. But President Biden himself has said, look, this is Americans need to be ready for higher gas prices in the short term. Energy analysts say the current standoff between Russia and Ukraine and the threat of an invasion is probably imposing around a $5 per gallon fear premium on a barrel of oil. Oil is now over 90. It's around $92. It's pretty high. So this could go a couple of different ways. If there's a stand down and some kind of diplomatic breakthrough, we're going to see oil prices fall, not dramatically, but they could fall $5, $7, $8 a barrel, and that will eventually mean gas prices will fall. But if there's an invasion, gas prices and oil prices are going to go higher for sure because Russia's a big oil and natural gas exporter, and there would suddenly be a risk of sanctions that could interrupt those exports and all kinds of other things that could happen, including military damage to energy infrastructure. So this is a big uncertainty for energy markets right now. And unless Russia backs down, it's going to remain an uncertainty for weeks or months.
Yeah, so oil continuing to be this political football too, Rick, with midterm elections, you know, right around the corner. All right, thanks so much.